What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
It's one of my tops.
Yeah, that's on.
You take your fucking sleep token mask off of the skeleton.
I made a thing for the...
You gotta put a real snake in there.
I will one day. Yeah. One day.
Put a real snake in that bitch.
Put a chicken snake in it.
Get a chicken snake and spray paint it white.
I don't think you would appreciate that too much.
It wouldn't like it. I don't think it'd live too much longer after that.
Yeah, the spray paint. Just make sure it's lead based and you'll be fine.
Don't worry about it. It's a chicken snake. There's plenty of them.
Lead based.
Lead based.
Yeah. To the what?
Crunchy.
To the who?
Feed it a golf ball. I think it's an egg.
Oh, you taking your vitamins?
I got to.
Yep.
Old man vitamins?
He got his Flintstone vitamins.
I live longer than all y'all because I go to the doctor.
Well, you got insurance and shit. Like you and Alan both have insurance.
It's like getting the car service. Y'all over there with old ass oil.
Did anybody,
let me use your insurance. I need to go to the doctor.
Did anybody else take Flintstone vitamins?
I did.
When I was a kid.
That's good. I mean, we're gonna live forever. For real.
Take one a day now.
The chalk based.
Yeah, man. So happy to eat them. You're like,
chalk.
So good.
Could write on the blackboard and eat the vitamins all at the same time.
Wash it down with your Sunny D.
Yeah, I mean, Dino tasted better than Barney.
Wasn't Dino great?
He was. Yeah.
And Barney, what flavor was he? I can't even remember.
I think he was orange. Yeah, I think he was orange. I don't know. Either way. Yeah.
Fred was always my favorite.
I like Wilma.
that was orange.
Yeah.
Live action Wilma was pretty hot.
Yeah.
Who was it?
I cannot remember to save my life.
Yep.
I remember she was hot though.
Welcome you. The Porch Talk.
Which one was hot?
Flintstone Kids.
Pebbles?
No.
Okay. Pedophilia.
That took a turn.
Wow.
You talking about Rosie O'Donnell's character on the Flintstones?
No, the other chick.
Oh. I looked that up later.
Oh, yeah. Velma was Rosie O'Donnell.
That was
the blue one.
It was Fred's wife.
No,
it was Barney's wife.
Barney's wife, yeah. Not Fred, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Can't keep track of this shit no more.
Nature's nectar open way easier than fucking Capri Sun.
Yeah. We'll add space.
We got a lot of add space for you tonight. We're on energy jelly beans.
Yeah. Sports beans. Yeah.
Sport beans. We're drinking Lucky Energy drinks.
Lucky fucker or some shit. What is it?
Lucky fucks.
Welcome you. The Porch Talk Show, Sal and John. What's up, dude?
I'm just loving this new Capri Sun knockoff here.
Yeah, you're welcome there, John.
What's up?
Hey, man, we here all day, every day, making it happen.
Brother Kyle.
Smell that? You smell that?
I don't have any smell.
But say what?
What?
Napalm, son. Nothing else in the world smells like that. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. You know, one time we had a heel bombed for 12 hours. When it was all over, I walked up and didn't find one of them. Not one stinky dink body to smell. You know that gasoline smell? The whole heel smelled like victory. Someday this war is going to end. Colonel Kilgore. Apocalypse Now. Robert Duvall.
The one.
R.I.P.
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 Yeah, I knew it was
Apocalypse. Like a dog.
I knew it was Apocalypse Now.
Not the ball. I think Redux is my favorite.
Redux?
The Redux. Apocalypse Now.
I was like, what? Yeah.
Gone too soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just hitting his stride.
Today is March 1st. We done lost a lot of people this year already.
Yeah, Jesus, yeah.
He was 95, so he's kind of old.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Speaking of which, I was at Carbon Hill.
Oh.
Friday.
Damn. Why? For what?
I was just passing through.
No, obviously.
He was there for a house party.
Yeah. I stopped in at Mava's Kitchen. I thought it was Mama's Kitchen. It was
Mava's.
But anyway, at the booth I was sitting at, I noticed that it was Floyd Guthrie's 90th birthday party at the Legion 1001 on the 28th, which would have been yesterday. And I wanted to RSVP and go.
You should have. Might have been a fun time.
You know, in lieu of gifts, they asked, just bring a note of your favorite memory of Floyd. And I thought about calling because I'm assuming the two chicks that, you know, the numbers that you had to RSVP, I'm assuming daughters. And I was like, in lieu of coming, could I just tell you a story about Floyd?
Yeah.
It just spouted out.
Just lay it all out there.
But happy birthday, Floyd, if you're out there.
Tell him about his mistresses and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He used to get a little rowdy at the baseball games there at the local park. Got kicked out.
That's a hard feat right there.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a fella in reform. Got kicked out of the small baseball park there. Give me what it's called.
There's a chicken reform that just got kicked out.
Of the whole city.
They kicked her ass all the way out.
Hell yeah. Did you see that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, let's see.
Oh.
What'd they do? Take her to another town like a stray dog? Alan,
sounded like that.
Alan's how about this?
My girlfriend.
Oh, yes.
Got it. Got-y. Yep. Damn. Gone. Third felony.
That means 25.
Bye-bye, Felicia.
Keep her locked up.
Oh, she will be.
Waterboard her so she confesses.
I saw that. That's why I asked. I was like, did you find that? Because like, whoever shared it.
That's just a picture.
Kathy, whatever her last name is. Shit.
Griffin?
No. She used to live in the neighborhood my mom and dad's house is in. She was big friends with the person that Tabitha supposedly is involved with, the missing person situation.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But what did Tabitha do?
She broke into a dwelling for the third time, apparently.
But in the fucking abandoned, half-built, broke, dilapidated house.
Somebody owns it, and they didn't want her in there. Well, that's just how it goes.
Oh, man, you ain't going to do shit with that. Did he have half a roof?
Yeah. That mattered.
They took half of that tin off to keep her out of it.
That ain't gonna work. Man, you took the town's mascot.
Well, Buford, what was his last name? I can't remember his last name. He used to be the mascot. He's the guy that got kicked out of the baseball field. Buford. Ask people about Buford.
Third felony.
Third felony. Gone through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right when you sent that...
Sleep tight, Tabitha.
Well, she got a roof over
Yeah, she got a bed now.
She's getting three hikes in the cot, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. You got it.
I showed it to a person that works at Jack's right when you sent that, and I said, you might like this. And she said, oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So, dude, I'm surprised people ain't tried to run that woman over with their car.
Man, they have.
She's terrorized that whole town from left to right.
Yeah,
up and down that street.
I hate to see her coming.
I just remember I was sitting there at your liquor store, and she came in.
You had never had a run-in with her.
Never had a run-in with her. And my first run-in with her, she had this dog that she like ripped off the mama's teat.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, why do you have a pit bull?
I'm like, that's cool.
Like, that don't make no damn sense.
She's like, you drink water? No, I don't even drink water.
That was the first time I ever see her shook by somebody.
No.
But I said, Tabitha, that puppy's going to get hungry. She said, I got plenty of milk.
Yeah. After that, the smell took over the room, and I'm like, she got to get the fuck out of here. One of us has got to go. And I have some business to attend to here, so I'm not leaving.
Yep. There's...
I'll never forget her.
Here's to the...
I feel like whatever the prison she goes to...
Having so many people...
It's Sharon Osbourne. My bad, bro.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Whatever prison she goes to is going to be a war trap. situation where, like, I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with me.
That's what it's going to be.
I feel like they'll give her teeth, though. They'll get her some dentures and shit.
She's going to have better care than everybody. Yeah.
I really feel like this is like, I'll run this motherfucker now.
She'll be like, yep. She like the top boss.
I feel like she'll be in Aliceville. I feel like they'll put her in Aliceville.
That's a woman.
That's where it needs to be.
She's already got.
She already got a damn plaque above her damn cell. Yeah,
she's already got like her little lackeys and stuff.
Going and getting COs. Got a Dollar General. So she
go get me some toilet wine. Yeah. Go get me a fresh batch of toilet wine.
Yeah. Sweet Tabitha. Oh. Man, I don't, like right when I got that, it was it's the kind of news you get like we just bombed a run or something. You know,
it's like
I didn't know what to make of it.
It's like wait a minute, what?
My life has changed.
Like forever. Well, wait a minute, this is groundbreaking.
Yeah. As soon as I saw it, I'm like Alan is gonna fucking love this.
Not gonna lie.
Yeah, yep,
I did.
It was good stuff. Good stuff.
I feel like the whole town feels that way.
Yeah.
I was looking at the mugshot and I'm like, is that the Tabitha?
That's the one. I mean, you saw the lack of teeth?
Yeah. That's how I recognized her, the lack of teeth.
Yeah. That was it.
Old bitter beer face mouth.
Yeah, I got that down.
That's a bitter beer face mouth. Holy shit.
That's it.
All right, well, if we keep talking, I have to bail her out so she can defend herself.
Yeah.
No, she'll
just show up.
Yeah, that's the way it works. You speak her into like, existence.
Damn,
I'm telling you.
She's gonna come walking up.
You're locked in here with me.
Cigarettes.
Like, I didn't think you had a bail. I didn't.
They're gonna ban her. Well. They're gonna ban her from prison.
That would be
like, nope.
The first ever.
You're banned from here.
Yeah, you can't even come in, bitch. Don't get on out of here. Where do you want me to go? I don't care. You ain't coming in.
Go back to that dilapidated building.
She might. What if she just shit in every damn doorway?
Yeah. This looks like a bathroom.
They don't feed people enough in prison to shit that much.
Yeah. Right, yeah, right when you told me that, it was like, that's very Big Daddy. not your problem? Now it is.
Now it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she was banned from using a gas station, and she walked in there the following day wanting to use the restroom. And here's how the story goes: they told her, "No, you can't even be in on the.
You can't come in here. You stole that Slim Jim."
Over Slim Jim, and so right there in the doorway,
holding on to the doors, the automatic doors.
Let her rip.
Yeah. Holding on to them doors so she can lean back in that squatting position.
You did it.
That way you get comfortable and not have to worry about getting yeah. your pants.
I mean, that's the only way to do it. I mean, yeah. You don't do it any other way than that.
Pull down them dickies.
That ain't even like one of my favorite stories.
Like paint that birdhouse naked.
My brother went to town for something. Yeah. And on his way back, he comes back in and he's... He didn't know whether to laugh or what to make of it. And he said, Tabitha was getting pieced up by this chick over there at the furniture parking lot. And I said, she'll probably be here in about 10 minutes. And sure enough, dude, it looked like she had done been through hell.
Yeah.
She got pieced up.
They talking about furniture parking lot? Are they talking about where people go vote now?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Boss Hogs.
Yeah, Boss Hogs.
Buy it.
Oh, yeah, the old Family Dollar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, by where they shell the sheds.
Mm-hmm. But, yes.
Shell the sheds.
That's hard to say. Yeah.
Somebody was giving her the Happy Gilmore, like, had the shirt pulled over.
Yeah, hockey style.
Yeah.
Hell yes.
Just feeding.
I would love this. I would have stopped whatever I was doing and just stood there and watched.
It feels different when you know who it is.
Yeah. I've just been, because I told y'all about driving down Gardner in front of the windshield place, and this woman is just giving this other lady the business. And I stop in the road and watch.
There's been a lot of that locally lately. Did y'all see the viral video of the American Deli?
No, there's more.
A new one? A recent one?
Yeah, recent.
No.
Hell yeah, what happened?
It was just rowdy.
Oh, well, of course.
It was Queens being Queens, baby.
Yeah, buddy. I mean, I remember I worked right next door to it for 12 years. So I saw a lot of shit go down in that damn in that parking lot.
When I was still living here before I moved to Tennessee, man, we went and got food there one night, or we ordered food to go from there.
Damn.
And we pull up, and they're like, "We ain't made no fucking food.
There she goes.
Somebody got shot in the goddamn parking lot. We ain't doing shit.
She stole like, something."
Okay. It's like, right. No, I mean, the world's still turning. The world is still turning.
Yesterday was 28th.
Yeah.
Hey, it's burglary.
Yeah.
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 Burglary.
It wasn't trespassing.
Didn't say trespassing. No, it said burglary.
Burglary.
I thought you was talking about she's...
No, not because she was in the house. It was just, there was some just shit.
This dude right here in the black shirt, proud to be up in there.
Sometimes they are, man. Yeah.
Failure to appear, comply, and pay.
Are you back Capri Sun now?
Nah, man, I'm still on these generic Capri Suns. They're pretty good.
Capri Suns. I like to go through here every now and then, see if there's anybody I know. Anybody I work with.
Well, you know, sometimes you might see somebody in there you know. Oftentimes, just like that.
Malia.
That's how to go.
When they put me in there, my coworkers found me before I had enough time to bail out.
That's what happens. They will do it. You'll be all over. Sent to everybody. Everybody's inbox.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get off. Yep, that's how it goes.
Tired of this one.
Yep.
Ain't many of the people been arrested. There's that dude I work with.
Oh, yeah.
Or I didn't work with. That's some guy drove his car into the women's prison. I said, I came here to get my bitch.
Well, that's one way to do it.
Well, that's definitely going to the other
And they beat
now.
The shit out of him.
Yeah.
And arrested him.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He was trying to be romantic. right before Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Well, it was time for it.
He was like, I'm horny, motherfucker.
That was back in November.
Well, Mercury was in retrograde.
That's right.
That's it. That's why everything's been crazy.
How'd it go?
That's what I've been told.
Yeah. It's wild when that happens.
90% of the time, I feel like it's in retrograde.
Yeah.
Because there's wild shit happening 90% of the time.
All the time, yeah. No, we just need it to be in futuristic grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be a lot cooler.
What's been good? What's been going on in the world? What have y'all been paying attention to?
Man, I don't know.
We don't even want to talk about that.
I worked doubles last week at a fucking farm. So yeah, that's what I've been looking at.
Yeah, man.
Saturday, May 16th, under Jake Paul's MVP, Most Valuable Productions, I reckon. It's been signed. Ronda Rousey versus Gina Carano, MMA.
There it was. They going back to it.
There they go.
That's how you do it.
So, I think their parents had money, and then, like, you know, the Paul brothers, they were kind of given a video camera, and, like, here.
Make some vines.
YouTube vines. you know, no matter how you feel, I know, like, when I think people, is it Logan or Jake people tend to despise the most?
Both.
Different reasons, but yeah, for the most part.
But say, they're good at what they do.
They are.
Yeah, man. You
know, all the boxing productions they put on are super successful.
Mm-hmm. It's like a dude the other night that came in that don't normally work for us. You got to talk about that Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. He's like, oh, man, don't bring that shit up. I lost money off that. I hate Jake Paul. I was like, why? He's like, he's just so arrogant. I was like, dude, he's just trying to get you to get into it. Yeah. Like Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Like they just it's like wrestling, dude. They try to get you to either love them or hate them. Yeah. And want you interested.
They make just as much money.
Whether you like them or not. Exactly.
And I could have told you how that fight would go. I would have never picked Mike Tyson. You go back on this shit and I tell you how it was going. Them boys going to get up there and spar and count dollars. Mm-hmm. Millions.
Because you damn haters, they going to watch you more than people that are interested.
Oh, yeah. They want to see you fail.
Oh, yeah. It was people at work getting mad watching that shit. I'm like, this is exactly how I thought it was going to go.
Yeah, like why would you ever think that they would let Jake Paul whoop Mike Tyson's ass? On no planet would that ever happen.
Nope. Until he signed up for Anthony Joshua. Then I was like, I don't know what he was thinking on this one.
Yeah, that was And then, I mean, people celebrated that, and I was like, once again, he's getting exactly what he wants.
Doesn't matter whether it's good publicity or bad publicity. It's still publicity.
Hello. It's the same thing about Mr. Beast, man. Like, that whole ring, you know, they all run together. Hell, when Super Bowl Sunday, he was doing the huge giveaways on whatnot, and then, like, he did this, like, through commercials during the Super Bowl, he was giving away ridiculous amount of money. You had to figure out where in the world he hit it. It was like, where in the world is Mr. Beast San Diego? But I never did hear anything else about it. I wonder if anybody figured it out. I thought it was in a pyramid in Egypt. But
maybe you ought to phone in. Or
well, I know exactly where it's at.
Might be too late.
Well, you got to get to it.
I can give you the exact coordinates.
Yeah,
I know where it is.
I hope Gina Carano beats the shit out of her.
You don't like Ronda Rousey, man?
No, man. Ronda Rousey.
She's probably my favorite.
I hate her tough face. It seemed like a child doing it.
That's why you don't like her?
I just don't.
Don't like her tough face.
I have some.
She seems like when she tries to act bad, it seems so fake.
Because she's not mad. She's getting paid.
Maybe she needs to go a different. Maybe she needs to be arrogant, like DePaul's or something. That thing, that little tough thing.
She tried the arrogant thing, and then she started getting the shit whooped out of her.
Because
so
she was ahead. Like, if Prime Ronda to me started now, would be like nothing. No. Like, oh, I'm ranked 8th in my prime, at my peak.
That's why she gave it up, honestly, because she, you know, realized she wasn't going
to
make it.
Oh, it's been a little while since we've been on, but, like, jump over to movies real quick. I'm excited about Shia LaBeouf's new movie. He's actively working on it down in New Orleans right now.
I mean, he did do that boxing movie. I forgot what it's called.
And, you know, people talk about him getting arrested and all this shit.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it works. That's publicity.
I don't even know if that's actually what he's doing. I just assume that.
I'm sure he's working on something
now. He's probably down there unwinding from a damn a shoot, probably. I don't know.
He probably. That's what happened at Savannah during Peanut Butter Falcon.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
Love Shia.
I like Ho.
Shia LaBeouf.
Matter of fact, it's kind of hard to
Do you see that podcast he was on or whatever, an interview?
Immediately after.
Oh, yeah.
New Orleans.
The other day, yeah. He's like, I had a blast.
Yep.
He was talking about being in jail. He's like, they took care of me. I got cold. They gave me a blanket. I shared. He's like, well, who'd you share with? Like, when you get booked in, you kind of like bond with the people you're getting booked in with. So it's me and
another
guy.
Yeah, we're all in this together. Yeah, we're kind of going through the same thing. All here right now.
He's like, how many people were in there? He's like, I don't know, about 50. Yeah.
Mardi Gras in New Orleans, I could definitely
yeah. imagine. Yeah, that's one every few minutes.
Oh, yeah, they put them down then.
They're like, yep, come on with me.
I like it when people are in rare form like that.
Me too.
It's great.
It's the best. Like, I like being in that form, and I like seeing other people there too. It's nice.
Yeah. Well, you know, we had Scream 7 opened this.
Has it opened?
Yeah, this past weekend, and they ran the preview for Scary Movie 6.
Let's see how it did
before it, which I'm pretty excited about Scary Movie 6 too.
Need Scary Movie 6 to do good, so they can get White Chicks too.
Well, yeah, because if Scary Movie 6 does good, they're doing White Chicks and Don't Be a Menace, too.
Wayans Brothers.
Hell yes.
Yeah, I would love to see it. Don't Be a Menace.
I'd be happy with both of them. I'm like, hell yeah, because they were both great.
I don't care about White Chicks.
White Chicks was funny as shit. I'm going for it. You know it was.
Scary Movie 7.
I'll be honest. I don't know that I've ever watched it.
You probably fell asleep through it.
Scary Movie 7 doing good, guys.
Is it?
Number one, 64 million. Number two, GOAT.
A scary movie ain't even out yet.
What? I mean, Scream 7.
Scream, yeah. Scream 7, yeah, I knew it was going to be doing. I knew it was going to be.
I mean,
the top.
You beating Goat, that's a cartoon. And when you got a cartoon by 52 million.
Zootopia was the movie of the year.
21 Pilots, what is this?
Oh, yeah, there's a documentary.
More than we imagine at 4.
Yeah, I don't know.
What is this about? Concert film catchers, is there a massive Mexico City show? Interesting.
If you got Hulu, I highly recommend watching the new Predator.
I watched the first 20 minutes. Then I was like, I should save this for when my stepdad hands me the remote and says, here, find something.
It's a good one to watch.
Will you need to have watched all the other?
No, this is way different.
Yeah, this is different than all of them.
You're in Predator's world.
You're going for a predator against other predators.
It's wild. Yeah.
He gets cast out because he's a runt or he's gay.
I am a predator fan.
It's because he's gay.
I think it's because he's gay. Might as well be gay. Why not? Fuck everything else.
Why not?
But, first 20 minutes, you're going to be reading a lot, but... Take your time with it. I had to watch it twice.
It's good.
So that'll mean I have to watch it about 4 times.
Yeah.
Well, the first time I watched it, I was running.
You're like me when I put on Other Guys at late at night.
Nah. Yeah. And I wake up and some shit crashing and banging, and I'm like, what in the fuck?
I'm in my car.
Open the door, sir.
That's the last time I watched Netflix and Drive.
Yeah.
Well, speaking in other movie news, I've seen it in multiple cases. I've done a little research too and seen it in other places as well, just to make sure it was real. But apparently, they are making a sequel to the 2003 cult classic skater film,
Grind.
And I'm kind of excited about that.
I don't know.
You know, if you've never seen Grind, that one was pretty fucking funny.
The skateboard, you remember the cover?
Oh man, it's a good fucking ass comedy. Movie. Yeah.
It's on Tubi. Yeah. I think it's on Tubi.
Maybe. Everything's on Tubi. Probably so. But yeah, I was kind of excited about that. I'm like, okay, cool. So I hope Bam's in it this time again. It'd be funny. It'd be like, damn, what the hell happened to you?
Fat Bam. Yeah. To bring that Dunn
Vito. Whoa, now. I don't know.
That's kind of the temperature. There's a lot of pedophilia everywhere now.
It'd be the time for him to resurface.
If Don Vito came out as a pedophile now, he probably won't even catch any flack for it. Luckily, it was only one time.
Yeah. One time. Mm-hmm. Hurt people.
Yeah, fuck them people. Literally.
That's what they do. Yeah. That's how you make more of them, though, is what they tell me.
Yeah, we got to.
You see all that crap in Asheville?
I don't know what happened. Oh
golly.
It's a whole
ring. That was the biggest write-up I've seen in the packet ever. The whole back page.
So many names dropped, too.
I think I'm going to get that issue of the packet and frame it.
It's like, this is the one. Yeah.
I took it to work the next day. I walked in a little meeting room. It's called a control room. And I said, what the hell's going on in Pickens County down here?
Picking everybody off.
Kinda. Yeah. And they was like, they ain't done.
Yeah, there's more.
They're still investigating.
Apparently, there's something about to break out of South Lamar.
I heard that too.
I mean, I just think that's. I just think you get one little instance like that, then everybody just blows everything up.
He
and
said he did my skill when I was 16 they're trying years
to. Old. It was like, I need to get part of that spotlight, even if it's the wrong side of the spotlight. You know?
I think that's some of that Facebook drama.
Yeah, that too. There's a lot of that in there.
There's a lot of that going around.
I ain't heard nothing.
And I like to poke it.
he stokes the fire a lot over there.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think he. Oh, I heard they're going to be a sophomore. Based on what? Facebook?
Yeah,
like regular people talk.
Just know what other people have said.
You don't know about that shit until it makes packet.
The packet's where it's at.
You know, that's some shit that just like drops.
Yeah.
It ain't like, oh, what I heard is that there was a priest and teachers and a cop. And...
Yeah, fucking cop.
If somebody gets killed over shit like that.
Yeah.
They don't just like, well, what hurt is it?
I heard that they was going to do some.
To be continued.
Yep.
There will be.
Horsey pride.
I hope they expose all them fucking teachers at like Pickens County High School. All of them. Fuck them all.
Speaking of Epstein Island.
Speaking.
Somebody save me.
Oh, Jelly Roll.
The video.
Has it made it to your algorithm?
Yeah.
The video?
Yeah.
Ain't it funny how... Am I in a simulation? Are you fucking with me? Are you fucking with me? This guy said, fuck that dude. I met him one time. He sucks. Then it said, now Jelly Roll, I love you, brother.
I love you, brother.
I can do it. You can do it. And now it's being called the Diddy of Country.
What?
Well, actually, Bunny XO is the one.
Yeah.
And he's the proxy for it.
She is the one.
Somebody say. Going to the Nashville bars. Allegedly. Allegedly.
Fuck them.
What about her, Bunny? She looking hot. Hey, sweetie, come on over here.
Yeah, yeah.
Jelly gonna sing you a song. Yeah. Doop, doop. Yeah, that's a good one. You got any requests you'd like to take?
Is that, you know, he had bought a bar in Nashville, didn't last
And then
long.
Next thing you know, you wake up on Morgan Wallen's tour bus.
That's the last thing you want.
Whoa.
Allegedly.
Wow, that sounds
that's
like
what they
just,
say. They say like it's like a whole tour bus.
You just put the whole thing out there, man. Damn, get left
some. Dude, internet's fun. I like conspiracies.
That's a porch talk.
And I don't like Jelly Roll.
And I don't like Jelly Roll.
Come on, brother.
Anything that comes.
You seen the video? Up church with his fucking hidden camera.
I've heard it's all. That's all fucking drama. Fake bullshit, though.
And really? You are under Jelly Rolls. Jelly Roll, wing. Jelly right Rolls. Here. Jelly Roll, I protect you. I protect you, Joe.
No,
I'm going to send you as a plant.
I hope they find out that I'm wrong and he does have like 10 kids in his basement. Then I'll be super happy.
Fuck them kids.
Like, fuck them kids. We found them in his basement, though.
You know, and just like with that whole thing, if you're on one side of the comedy universe, which is like joke world, or if you're on the other side, like Too Lazy to Try, or Podcast Cringe, or hell, even Red Bar.
Is he back alive?
No,
or
we don't know. We don't know if he's alive.
I feel like he's not alive anymore, guys.
I'm pretty sure that would have leaked.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. They're probably redoing the studio. Okay.
He's like, damn it.
It doesn't even fizz.
Yeah, I heard it.
That's because it doesn't have
no sugar. It's all the aspartame.
Most of the people those guys Delaware. Go after, finding out they kind of deserve it.
Yeah. Yes. Because, dude, there's some kind of weird shit that goes on when you get famous and they're like, all right.
I'm so grateful.
Do you want to be super famous or do you want to stay down here? Super famous?
Up church down there.
Diddle these children. Kind of famous?
Speak Up Church?
Dead.
Tell us about Up Church.
Up Church said, somebody...
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
recommended, like, he pretty much vlogged his all day, every day for protection.
Yeah.
From the role, the J-Roll role. Because he's exposed too much with that video and stuff. And so there's body cam footage of cops coming to his house after he exposes it. And what was that woman singer that had the video about Bunny in the nun outfit? She's a comedian. Oh, man, it's a fun little... It's fun to go down there.
Whitney?
No. It's somebody I don't even know. Golly.
Continue. Lauren Compton.
No, it's like Jennifer... Nicole Nicole Arbor.
Oh, okay.
Nicole. Oh, yeah. Go friend her on X, and then you'll find all the good conspiracies.
Oh, yeah. There's this one chick.
Cosplay Christian. That's her video.
Jelly Roll's
Yeah, Cosplay that. Christian's her Jelly Roll Diss video. Jelly Roll and Bunny doing what good Christians do, running smear campaigns again. Oh, she's got, like, copies of NDAs they sent her to, like, shut the hell up. There it is. Blacked out.
Nicole Arbor, there you go. On X. You had some good ones. You was worried
about that video.
I feel like it's just...
That's all, yeah, the Jim Carrey thing. It's
fucking hell of surgery, ain't it? They removed his eyeballs.
He got fatter. He was a whole completely
different person. Fatter.
He ain't fatter.
Somebody just got. I seen him today getting into a van. He's like still skinny.
Well, no, his face was fucked.
Fucking like, swell up. Why do they do that?
It's from the baby's blood.
And that ain't baby's blood. J Lo's got baby's blood. Whatever he's got, some fucked up. Like Bill Burr said, age with grace. Time is undefeated. You cannot beat it with surgeries. You must beat it with an adrenaline cone, like Hostel 2.
You gotta hang them upside down.
You can't be fucking cutting yourself open, putting down half.
You gotta bathe in it.
Cut up ping pong balls and shit up under your skin. Yeah. Now you look like the damn. You really look like the fucking bad guy from Sonic.
Yeah, Egghead. Oh.
Egghead.
That's his name, Dr. Egghead.
The Dr. Egghead?
I thought it was like Dr. Robotnik or something.
Whatever. Okay. Egghead.
Yeah.
I don't like it, dude. I see old pictures of Jim Carrey, and it's like, oh, there's my childhood. And I see this, like, what the fuck?
Sturgill. That's what happens. Released a new album. Johnny Blue Skies. It's only being released on vinyl and cassette.
That's the way it should be.
Where do you get the cassette?
No digital release at all.
I'll have the cassette.
That's how you do it.
I'll have the record too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if you get some records are coming with a QR code for a digital download. Some of them don't. Yeah.
All right.
It is not going to be put on Spotify. The only way you'll be able to hear it unless you buy the physical media is in concert.
That tastes like medicine.
Oh, you can't buy that record on?
No. You can buy the physical media. You just have to, buy that to have it. You're not going to get it on Spotify, Amazon Music, or any of that shit.
Zero Sugar Coca-Cola Cherry Float tastes like fucking medicine, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Cherry
Coke?
Cherry Float.
Now, the Cherry Coke Float Pepsi, or...
Whoa!
God damn, I can't even talk.
What? Yeah. You blending shit now, man.
The regular one is actually pretty good.
I didn't know I got a zero sugar.
Zero sugar.
That shit tastes like medicine. I taste aspartame or aspartame.
Dr. Pepper Zeros. I think they're good.
I don't like the Dr. Pepper Zero. It doesn't have the same kick. It's missing a flavor.
No, I don't care for soda and Perry.
I'm getting
the zero is taking one of the flavors out. And I don't like
it. I'm above sodas. My name is Danny Webb.
That's right. Fuck a soda.
I drink alkaline water.
I drink
with a little bit of salt.
Just a tad bit, just to equal it out. I like to drink saline. It tastes like baby's tears. Yes.
And I make my ice cubes. With tears.
I do.
That's why they taste
so good. Yeah, I know. My ice maker don't like it, though. I have to clean it a lot. But yeah. No, I just... I drink water, energy drinks, and alcohol. That's it. That's
I barely drink soda. Most time and it's sometimes for this all bullshit. At once. Yeah. I'd take a sip of the soda medicine over here. I don't drink soda. It's for mere peasants. For I'm not.
Kiss I bet the you rings. Like sweet tea too, don't you?
Hot tea.
Who likes hot, sweet tea?
I actually like unsweet tea.
Mm.
Put a little mint leaf in there, dude.
Fucking, fucking.
Put a little sweet low in there.
You fucking Yankee.
Nah, unsweet tea. Like, well, that's why I started drinking unsweet tea. Because you go
anywhere else, you're not going to find it. You're not going to find it. Nope.
Put some little mushrooms in it.
Yeah. That'd be fun, too.
A mushroom tea. Yeah.
As long as they got some of the fun stuff.
Shiitake.
Do this. Tell you what, do this. Shiitake. No, I don't
want
a part of that.
I don't want to drink soup.
Portobello. Fuck that.
A little salt will go a long way if you find that, what is it?
Here's a salt tablet.
Cranberry juice?
Yeah, cranberry and vodka.
A little bit of salt. Are you on your period?
That's how you do it.
A little salt.
That's how you do it right there.
Bite out.
Mm-hmm.
Of the cranberry juice or the vodka?
Both.
I don't want the vodka. I just want, I don't, I like the cranberry juice. Just put a little salt in the cranberry. Yeah, I'm gonna try it. It'll take that bite out. Yeah. What? There's no bite in the cranberry. Yeah, there is. It's a tartness. It has a tartness. Yeah, it's a tartness. Yeah, I turned Alan on to it this weekend. I was like, yeah, try this out. Just put a little bit of salt in it.
And he's like, holy fuck. I was like, yeah.
Changes everything. Whole everything. You ever had dirty sodas?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about like dirty Sprites with fucking codeine, but the shit that got popular off of a reality show, Mormon Wives or whatever.
Cream in your drink or some shit?
It's like, yeah, cream and that. I bought one today at Bales.
I went to Bales.
The syrup. I bought the
toasted
marshmallow one that goes with the root beer. Toasted marshmallow, cream. And that may be it.
I don't know.
It's supposed to be, I don't know, real sweet. That's their like, oh, we're Mormon. Let's get fucked up on nothing. Sweets.
Sweetness. Let's have a fucking sugar high.
This is us being rebellious.
You like the Cardinal?
Yeah.
I drove by there twice.
Their sweet tea don't play.
I want to eat there. Didn't do it. I went to Martha's.
What is Martha's?
It's like a mom and pop.
Where is it at?
It's in Carbon Hill.
Oh.
That's what I was telling you about the Floyd Guthrie earlier.
He wasn't listening.
I was listening. He didn't say nothing about Carbon Hill, did he?
Yeah, he did. He said
Copperhead Road.
Copperhead Road.
If there was like a focal point of the story, him going to Carbon Hill would be
what was it? Yeah, that was the whole
Why point. Was he in Carbon Hill?
Yeah. Where are the bodies?
I did notice a lot of people have limps there.
Yeah. Self-made.
Couldn't say why. That might be why the sweet tea was an 8 out of 10. Yeah,
that's right. Living from them diabetes.
Why were you up there?
Yeah, what the?
He said he was just passing through.
He was just passing through.
Passing through to what?
He just drove to Carmel Hill, going back.
100 miles.
Just passed through.
From this, I got no business at.
I guess I've been to Jasper in 20 years.
I love it.
I went today.
I love Jasper. I like Jasper.
You went to Jasper when you went to Martha's?
I stopped at Martha's for lunch, and then I went on into Jasper, and I went to Jasper Pickers.
Did you?
I go there, yeah.
Did you find anything?
No, I looked for things to put things in. They didn't have any things I wanted.
Probably you didn't even look at it all.
It's two stories.
I get where I'm like, okay, I'm done. Yeah. It's two stories. It's like you could be all day. And that ain't me. They got another one down the road that ain't quite as... Well, it's still pretty damn big. I went to it today, too. I went because I saw Pet Sematary 2 at it, and I'm like, I'm going to get it today.
You find it?
Well, of course not. It's gone.
No, somebody else didn't decide that for you.
And that's a hard one to find, boys.
That's my favorite one. Yeah, that's my favorite one, too.
Yeah, and that's my favorite Pet Sematary.
It's got the dirt bike saying, ming, 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 ming.
Yeah, that's the best one. For you.
I did get the Vanishing, though. I've been looking for it for a while.
had that one back before him.
You're talking about Jeff Bridges. He scares his daughter with a box of spiders. No, I just want to see if people can hear their screams across the lake.
Not only did I end up in Carbon Hill that day, I went to Winfield, and I almost ended up down in Alabaster.
Alabastered.
Did you know we're Buford?
I was on the hunt, man.
Looking for Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
Or Yellow Wolf.
I have no need for that.
Looking for Yellow Wolf to get to Jelly Roll.
Yeah, you gotta beat the get to the pit boss.
It's like Andrew had rode with me that day, and like we're just now like leaving Jasper, headed back to like where we came from. And like he's yawning and like kind of getting stir crazy. I was like, I could do this for 15 more hours. He's like, I could not. I don't mind the road.
I like driving.
Oh, it's easier to meet him when you buy his wheel. Yeah, I'm listening to what I want to listen to.
What I want to listen to. But stopping when I want to stop.
I listen with my best bud, Webb. They'd be like, turn it down. Oh, that's where I was with Alan back in the day. Golly.
But now Alan ain't listening to shit.
I ain't got turned
nothing down. Alan be like, with his
ears. Be like, you mind rolling that window up?
Yeah. I'm tired of hearing that road noise.
Road noise. Alan just has his earbuds in, listens to his music.
Yeah.
And that's. Hey, man.
Yeah, I remember I pulled up beside you one day after your radio had gone out. And this is before you had. Are you still rocking the wired earbuds?
Hell yeah!
At one time I
had the big ones.
I pull up beside you, and I see like earbud string dangling down. And I'm like, and you're like, and I see the cord go.
Yeah, can't remember to charge the other ones.
You gotta upgrade, bro.
Why? You mean like to a radio?
He's nah, like, just get you some Bluetooth like, earbuds. No, that way you're cordless.
He's like, then I gotta charge them.
Yeah, you know, I do that at work too. It's gotta last all day.
Ugh,
medicine. Tables at work. Mm-hmm. I'd be making.
You quit drinking this so shit. Hard, bro. I know you bought it, but damn.
Yeah, I've seen you with the cable hanging down.
I don't do that in the workshop.
You know
what it tastes
office.
Like?
Oh,
okay.
Some of that damn banana, not banaca.
Cocoa tastes just like the throat spray when you got a sore throat.
Let me try a sip of it. You got any AIDS over there?
Dude, no, I ain't got no AIDS, dog.
Chloroseptic.
You know, somebody at work did that. They was like, let me try it, drink.
Pour a little bit at the top.
And did this shit. We're
yeah,
like,
that whole
waterfall. Way to fuck. I'm like, dude, just drink it. I used to sit there and fucking watch people lick cigars, just make out with it. Like, damn, okay, well, just smoke this.
My favorite one was after they got done licking on the side is they put the whole motherfucker
in the mouth. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying, though? They're like, and that mug, your damn lip be black, your fingertips, all that resin.
What do you mean by black?
No. Resin.
That shit tastes just like the.
Oh, yeah, sore throat.
God, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's getting thrown away. Give that to Salvador.
No mo. No mo, no mo, no mo.
Nah, that's got the flavors in all the wrong spaces.
That shit put it in a spray bottle and clear your sore throat up.
They put the wrong emphasis on the wrong and south syllable.
Yeah, that's what they did there. The regular one is much better than that, though.
I hope so. Yeah. That almost made me scared to try.
Hell, they're all doing this fucking float bullshit, like Pepsi.
Well, shit, I feel like Chick-fil-A started that.
I think Sonic started it, shit. What are you talking about?
Oh, but like, that's their main marketing right now.
Yeah. Well, they've had it all along, shit.
Yeah, Sonic
been doing that shit.
We've been doing it for 30 years. We ain't stopping.
We done perfected the float.
Son had been known about that.
Yeah. Yep,
there she goes again. Pepsi's got a float.
Yep, getting ready.
I'm just waiting on the Mountain Dew float. I feel like that'd be pretty good.
Mountain Dew float?
They have to serve Mountain Dew first.
Well, they need to make like a Baja Blast ice cream.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure there's some kind of sherbet that's Baja Blast.
Wouldn't be bad. Probably.
They made that Hidden Valley Ranch flavored ice cream one time.
Yeah, they did.
Remember that?
That was in there.
I bet you could dip chips in that.
I don't see that brand anymore. I don't see that brand anymore. Wings. They used to make those crazy flavors.
I don't remember what brand it was. But I remember all the crazy flavors.
It was like Von Luther's.
Yeah, they had macaroni and cheese and
Kraft.
Yeah, they had all that crazy shit.
Wasn't it like Van or Von? L word?
I don't know. Van Lucent?
Von Luda.
Yeah, I don't know.
I see it. Music, Porch Fest, April 17th, 18th, 19th. That's a Friday, Saturday.
Right, right before Hitler's birthday, y'all.
That's what we're celebrating.
Yeah, it's all out there for you, man.
It's at Munson Brothers, downtown Columbus, Mississippi. It's $10 a day. You can pay $20 for the weekend.
What a deal.
And I got to say, if you think Sunday's the weekday, it ain't that way no more.
Nope.
All the lineup will be coming out soon, just waiting on the artwork.
I have seen bits and pieces of it, and I am impressed.
It's a nice little thing there. You're going to like it.
Sunday is shaping up to be pretty fucking good, though.
For a Sunday, yeah, that's a...
Man.
Got ASAP.
It's gonna be a banger. Uh oh, he just leaked. He leaked one for you.
Oh shit!
He got ASAP.
He leaked one for you. But yeah.
ASAP first.
Yeah, pretty good.
I thought I was dead.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So we've got what? We got a month and a half going, guys.
You'll be seeing the flyers with all the advertisements.
You got like 7 weeks, I think, because it's WrestleMania weekend.
Is that WrestleMania?
Oh, yeah, it's WrestleMania, man.
I should have never scheduled it that weekend.
Cobb's only going to be watching it.
Why? How many people are concerned about WrestleMania?
Oh, man. That shit's always waiting. I just stay off internet. When do you think Porch...
When does Porch Fest... play it and have it on a projector by
No, dog. Do not do that at all. If he's like me...
No.
I'm just like, I'm staying off internet. I'm enjoying Porch Fest. It's there waiting. Yeah, it's there waiting.
You can always go back and rewatch it.
This ain't 1999.
You can't rewatch Porch Fest.
What if we did 99 WrestleMania?
Uh-huh. Yeah, put it up. Yeah, you can do that. I got projectors. I got a few. See? We can make it happen. Yeah, for real.
I just saying because I know they had a event last night to build up to WrestleMania, and it's like 7 weeks away. So and so gets his opportunity. I was like, Porch Fest. When does Porch Fest usually end? Like at what time?
Do the Porch Fest look like
11-ish?
Like Hulkamania, but it says.
Yeah, so.
Porch Fest Mania.
Yeah.
Friday, 5 to 11. Saturday, we were going to start at 2. Looks like we're going to start at 1. And then Sunday, same. We were going to start at 2, but looks like we're going to start at 1.
Why are you getting me up so fucking early, man?
Yeah.
That ain't that early.
That's not that bad.
That's more of a problem than WrestleMania for me.
I remember last year.
It was noon.
Yeah, we was up there at that bitch early.
Yeah, like 9.
And that was when I was still microwaving weave. Like, I would have to go microwave weave. Come back to Porch Fest. In about an hour or so, go back and flip the weed that was being microwaved. Come back.
There's a lot of shows. There's a lot of bags, man.
Yeah, microwave that shit in a sock.
The music is going to be really cool this year. 100% cool.
And I'm working on something like with the comedy. Don't forget about the comedy. I know. I just wanted to do it. Differently, maybe a different weekend, and just like do
separately. Comedy. Yeah, just have them. Yeah, have more just geared towards it.
And I would say, like, give it a place to where it could thrive. Like, rent the trotter, do 2 days, and then have 25, 30 comedians, and then
it's like, kind of like a mini skank fest in a way.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. But you know, here locally for people in this area that never get to do that, well, they'll have an opportunity to do it, and so like. You know, comedians, how much will I make? What about this? What about that? It's completely on you. It's how good you advertise it, how good you sell it.
I remember back when Big Kahuna's had a comedy night. That was way back in the day.
I miss places having comedy nights, yeah. Man.
Yeah. Yeah, they had that, believe it or not. They had one. It was pretty decent too. They had pretty good turnout. I went a few times. It was like
I didn't.
Like, yeah, yeah.
I'd get kicked out.
Yeah, you would have passed out in the front.
I wouldn't have passed out at all. I don't remember passing out. I just remember getting kicked out. Yeah. Passing out in the front. And I was like, hey, you got a cigarette? They kicked me out.
Well, you wanted to be here. What has to be for that?
I don't don't see how people got kicked out of there, man.
I don't either.
We were doing fucking crazy shit in there.
And I was 21 then. Never got kicked out at 19 or 20 drinking. You, come here. You got to go. What'd I do?
It would be for different things. Like, the last comedy show I went to, like, you know, pay, it's like legit comedy show of shit, I was heckling. I wasn't even drinking that much.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine, like, going to a place to work no heckling.
Well, yeah, everybody just standing there staring at you.
9/11
What?
Do a submarine joke.
Say something about Al's mom. No, she's not.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Your mom. But anything else music-wise, movie-wise?
Movie-wise, I was concert I won't go to.
All right, what concert you got coming up?
I think it's in May. Avondale.
Oh, yeah.
Sierra Ferrell.
I'd like to go to
that. Yeah, I would like to go to that, too.
It's like on Wednesday. Yeah. That's how they do it, ain't it?
Weird, yeah, all of them are
concerts. Weird Wednesday!
Shit. Yeah.
About $75.
I'd like to go see Alabama Shakes and at the Tuscaloosa Amphitheater.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool, too.
I might be able to work that.
Well, I got one I want to go to that nobody else will ever want to go to. But, you know, it's Tony Danza and the Tap Dance Extravaganza.
I'd go.
This is like
Memphis. They're up in Memphis, yeah. They're Growlers. That'd be, I like, yeah. That'd be, hey, that dude, that guitarist is on point.
I've seen them before.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah.
Some wild shit.
Let's see. Movie news. I'm scrolling.
Doing some Limp Bizkit over there. Scrolling.
What? Can't mess with them, biscuit.
I ain't seen nothing but a bunch of Jelly Roll action.
When? Every day and every night.
Hell yeah.
Kicking it right over here? Kicking it all the time.
Johnny Knoxville confirms the upcoming Jackass 5.
Yep. Another one.
It'll be the final installment.
Bam returning.
I hope so.
Yeah.
That'd be.
Tell it right.
Hope they all go on Fear Factor.
You think Steve-O will be there? Steve-O.
And Paramount is supposed to buy Warner Brothers. People are scared Netflix is going to buy it and turn everything gay.
Bah. No, I heard Paramount's got it.
Yep.
And that probably means that I won't have my back door in there much longer. Just watch all those shows I like.
Have to get one or the other and hope to God one of them sticks.
Yeah. I mean, who had Warner Brothers before?
AT&T?
That's pretty much HBO.
Yeah, it's HBO.
Well, AT&T bought out Warner Brothers like a couple years back, and then
something fucking happened. Warner Brothers.
Right, because there was a thing behind it. Trust me, I had to go through all that damn training. It was fucking wild. Yeah, it was because it was mainly because of the internet. That's why.
I can see it.
Yeah, but anyway.
That said, you know, one day we're all gonna sit down and have this great idea. What if there was this thing where you could have all these channels
together
in one place?
Them days are over with now.
Whoa! Just you wait.
What?
10 years.
They might call it director dish.
No.
Now.
Them days are dead.
You know, like, something like
either you're gonna pay $348, or you gonna have to choose.
That's where we are right now. It's either you get whatever
ain't
you
gonna
want,
stay like
or
that.
You get all of them, and they're all gonna
dish
be.
Dish and direct will merge, and they'll change the name or something.
Dish and direct.
I don't know if it
was a meme. You may have seen it, Kyle. I don't know. It's kind of down John's alley, but it was Musk, Bezos, and Sam Altman. You know those guys?
Mm-hmm.
And they were, like I said, this could be conspiratorial. This could be AI. But they had all gotten together on founding a gym. What was the name of the gym going to be? But they said
average Joes.
By 2030, you know, most people have lost their jobs, therefore lost purpose. Yeah. And so we will pay people to come work out, and the energy that they burn into the gym will feed back into the grid. I've heard that.
That sounds like Black Mirror.
Yeah, there is an episode very similar to that.
Yeah, where you build up enough exercise points to go audition for American Idol.
Energy farm.
Mm-hmm. Energy farm.
Yep.
Maybe that's... I guess.
I mean, that could be. And then they might just say, screw it. No, you still got to pay to come do it, but then we're going to make money off of you at the same time. That's how it works. I mean,
a $20 membership.
Yeah. You want to be a part of this, then... $100
off your visit.
Pay to...
Yep.
Be a,
or you pay $1,000 to get in, and then you have to work that shit off, and you get it back.
Yeah, I think that's like
that'd be it.
Why I want to be like completely debt free, more like
human alternators.
If any of that stuff ever went down, it's like I don't owe anybody anything, and I can walk away.
Yeah, but what if everything happens like Fight Club, where they just blow up all the
banks. The credit now that'll be okay.
But then you're debt free, and you're like, well, damn, I could have done half.
What if you pay off, and then they come out and then that happened, and say we're wiping
everything clean? You're like, well, damn, what the hell? I worked my ass off to pay all this shit off, and now now everybody's good. Well, either way, I'm out of debt.
Yeah, I'm out of debt.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens.
But how would you feel? Feel good.
feel good to be out of debt, but feel kind of pissed that I had to fucking do it and nobody else did.
Who was that guy that said by like 2050 you'll own nothing and you'll be happy about it? I can't wait.
Charles Schwab.
Yeah. I mean, we pretty much already don't own anything.
Klaus Schwab. Dr. Eve.
We pretty much always pay to be here anyway, so.
We will own nothing and we will be happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that's going to work because I got a store to run.
No, sir. You run the store and that is it.
God, that would suck.
You just make sure it's there.
Yeah, you just make sure that thing stays stocked and that thing keeps running. And that's all you do.
That's all you do.
That would be okay if I didn't have to use my own money to stock it anymore.
Well, no. See, you're missing the point.
Anyway. Anything else to do?
Dime of the week! Ding!
What you got there, cop?
Probably retired after this one.
Oh. Well, the last one was the last one of the universe, right?
That's right.
I heard
last time, man.
Judah Leiderman.
That's who you had last time.
No, it wasn't.
Was it not?
That fucking monster, brother. Your dementia's setting in.
No, we talked about this already.
Yeah, we talked about it amongst ourselves.
No, it was on the last episode that you were on.
I wasn't on this, bitch.
Okay.
Go look the shit up.
All right.
Maybe my dementia's kicked in. I'm pretty sure.
I have notes. I'm for it.
Was y'all here last week?
No.
Mm-mm.
No, you don't fuck me up. Never mind.
No dimes.
And Jake Paul's fiance, speed skater, Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah, that's what we talked about.
I did not do this. I said this shit at Munson's on live open mic night.
Uh-uh. No, you said it here.
I just
watched the last episode.
We didn't even do a dime of the week last time.
Run it, dude.
Jennifer. I swear.
Paltrow.
They wouldn't win.
We're good. No, we're just fucking with you, man. Go ahead.
Oh, you're going to fuck me up. I'm leaving. My fucking throat medicine drink.
Yeah. All right.
There was no dime of the week.
Nope.
I didn't know who Judith Leiderman was a month ago.
It had been a month ago. It had been 2 weeks.
There was no 2 weeks ago. There was no fucking dime of the week.
Is that the girl that's got the shit on her teeth?
No, that's Alicia Louvre.
The shit on her teeth.
He talking about zebra hair, the figure skater.
Oh, that one.
This is a speed skater.
That's the one you were talking about.
I didn't talk about her on here.
Not on here. No, you didn't. That
I
was didn't, off.
I said yeah, Judith, Jake Paul's fiance.
Yeah.
That ain't Alicia
no.
Liu. It's Judith.
It's not.
What the fuck? Better get y'all shit together.
Somebody save me.
That was your last one. I didn't know who she was. The Olympics weren't even happening.
Okay.
I'll go back and watch sister. All this shit.
Yeah.
Badlands.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. What's her name? Ellie. There you go.
Ellie Fanning.
Ellie Fanning. That's it. That's the one.
How's that? Check that out. They only used the upper half of her body, which was a bit of a disgrace.
What happened? What happened?
You'll have to wait for more.
Dirty Jenny Ortega.
Dirty Jenny Ortega.
Yeah, you know the fake one? Oh, yeah. With all the AI all over the place? Yeah, yeah.
Jenna. Hey, like, Grok, put her in a bikini and turn her around.
They'll do it.
Yep, they can do it. Yeah, I guess mine's going to be Maggie Lindemann.
You already did that one.
I did, probably years ago.
I don't know who it is. I don't know if you did.
Yeah, nobody else does times. Either. Yeah, I probably did it like 3 years ago.
Just bring it up every week.
Yeah, yeah.
Maggie.
Yeah, oh Maggie.
She's one of those circus people that do the claw things flying around.
Absolutely not. She's a singer. But still, yeah.
She sings in the band Death Eagles.
No, it's just Maggie.
Eagles of death metal.
That's my shit. I like the Eagles.
Yeah, yeah, they were good. I remember when they were playing in France whenever that disaster happened.
Who's it? Josh Holmes?
Yeah, Josh.
Lead singer, Queens of the Stone Age.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles of death metal.
Yeah.
Dagrow.
What? That's cool. Them crooked vultures.
Yeah, that's them crooked vultures.
Them crooked with vultures.
Dave Grohl, yeah. And Josh Holmes.
Anyway, any other dimes?
No dimes, no flowers.
Any other times?
I don't know. I got to go do inventory now.
I got to go figure it out.
No, I know.
Is it not the same? Is it not the same chick?
We did not have one 2 weeks ago.
Did we not?
This shit is open mic night amongst ourselves in natural environment.
I mean, I understand John thinking it was off, but yeah. Yeah, here.
Yeah, at Munson's. This shit was not here. We did not do this shit 2 weeks ago.
You chime in, Alan. Tell us your thoughts.
He's like, I don't know. He's like, shit. I'm not even here. Either way.
I don't know.
It's hot. I thought it was last one was the end of the road. Yeah,
now you got me thinking.
We're gonna go rewatch the last episode after we get done here.
I ain't watching that shit. Yeah.
We're just gonna fast forward to the right part.
All right. We'll be back. See you next time.
We'll see what we got. Somewhere out of
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.